Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm Pam Bright. This is David Buck, my husband and co-host for today's show. You are listening to Spirit Partners for Life in this episode. We're going to talk about life changes and what happens when life is going along as normal and you know exactly what to expect, and then boom, something happens and you're totally taken off guard and wonder how in the world to navigate what just happened. So we're going to discuss a little bit about what's happened for us recently and really get us into a place of how to be okay with what's not okay.
This may be more important today now than ever. It's always been important, but the whole world has had so many changes over the last year and a half. And it just, the new normal hasn't even set in yet. And people are even arguing about what the new normal should be. But we want to help you find a new normal for yourself that you can sit with day to day and allow whatever changes works well for you, best for you, that is.
Yes, indeed. So before we get started, as I always like to do, just to get us really centered and disconnect from all of the noise from your day and our day, life happens all the time. And it's important to separate ourselves from what we have been doing and really get into the now. So wherever you're at, just simply take a moment, take a couple moments to just go within. Use your breathing to just settle into your heart. Take some nice deep breaths in through your belly, up into your chest. Bring that energy all the way up to the top of your head and reach up to the sky. You might even put your arms up and reach up, like you're reaching up to the tallest star, the planet, the top of the trees, whatever works for you. Just reach, and then bring that down and center right into your heart. We now ask that the beings of light that work within each of us simply connect us to who we are as soul, who we are as creators in human form, and connect us in to that place within us that remembers that we chose to be here right now in this very moment. And I ask you to ask for whatever assistance you need right now, whether it be physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually, because in this moment you can receive. This is your magic time. This is the point of power right now. So when you're ready, you can come back to your breathing and simply open your eyes and welcome back. So we have had quite an interesting few months since the summer to now, and it's really put us in a place of gratitude and looking at what we do have. how things are really working out for us in ways that we could never have imagined. But life definitely did take a turn in about July, I believe, is when that happened. And David, what can you tell our listeners about what happened in July that really took us on a new trajectory in our lives?
Well, everybody is going through life in a variety of stages, and there are major life stages along the way. We have a teenager in high school, and that's an interesting stage. And as we get older, our parents' generation, they age as well and go through life stages as well. And so we assisted my mom in moving forward to a next phase of her life and stage. And she's living in another place right now that's close to us. They're really helping her out a lot. And we get to see her more often. But it has been a very big life change for all of us. Many things to do. And part of it is, it's gone out of balance. One of the things that's been important to me for decades now is this concept of balance and trying to get balance. And it wasn't until recently, I kind of discovered that that's inherently skewed, that usually things are out of balance one way or another. It's hard to find perfect balance, because if you have perfect balance, that means you have as much negative and positive, ups and downs, lefts and rights, positives and negatives in your life at the same time. And that's tough to navigate. So if you look at balance over weeks, months, years, even decades, and look at the patterns, hopefully your pattern of balance will be a smoother one. Where you can recover and kind of bring things back into balance. So I definitely changed my notion of balance, but this summer has been very out of balance for that. So it's been more difficult. If you've noticed, you may have even noticed watching these episodes that some weeks we missed, some of the time it hasn't been
as flowing,
yeah, flowing as it could be or has been. That's part of the reason. For you, what has your experience with this transition been?
I would say the biggest challenge that I've had with balance started back really for our first show. I shared my story with you about my experience with going from a caterpillar to a butterfly and my experience with having a stroke and what that did for me as a human being on this planet, the spiritual being having this human experience, really gave me an opportunity to take hold of my life in a way that I'd never done before. Because what got affected with my stroke was my balance. And so I've been working with the whole notion of balance and what does that mean for me in my physical body, as well as my emotional body and my spiritual body, and even my mental body. And what I found with that is that it's really, really vital in my life that I work with my spiritual essence and that I connect to all of the spirit guides that are always available to me in every second. That's a big, big part of my work. And something that I thrive on. And I think it's essential, especially in this day and age of really not knowing what's going to happen from day to day and moment to moment. Things are so much in some confusion and chaos and uncertainty that we really need things to hang on to. We need anchors in our lives. So we really want to talk about anchors as tools for you to be able to hang on to, especially when you're in the rough waters and you need a life preserver, right? Mm-hmm. Let's get some anchors and some life preservers in place so that you can feel secure in who you are and what you're doing in your life.
We're going to take a break in just a moment, but when we come back, we'll be talking about how can you be certain of something within yourself when you're surrounded by a sea of uncertainty, and there seems to be so much uncertainty in the world right now and instability. But you can find a stable place within yourself and with other people and with your spirit guides as well. So we'll be back in a couple minutes and talk more about that.
The wise tell us that beauty is everywhere, if only we know how to look. Here's a simple way to see beauty everywhere. Think of three beautiful things, like the laughter of a child, a sunset over the ocean, the sound of a waterfall, the taste of a perfect meal. It can be anything. Just remember three beautiful things. Then ask yourself, what do these things have in common? What do they share which we call beauty? The next step is to let go of the specifics, the laughter, the sunset, the meal, and just contemplate beauty itself. This is a heart thing. Leave the mind and go to the heart and find universal beauty. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover beautiful things together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Corny.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm David Buck, co-host here today. We're talking about life changes and what do you do when you're surrounded by a sea of uncertainty and perhaps the world has never known such a collective era of uncertainty as it has over the last 18 months or so. And so yet you can find things that are certain for yourself. You may be, part of your brain may be tempted to listen to others and follow what they have to say, they've got the answer, or go this direction, or this is what you should believe. But the spirit guides are for you alone. When you can connect to your spirit guides, they're just there for you. They may have a shared persona for somebody else, but it really is just for you. So getting in touch with your spiritual nature can really help provide some quietude where you can ask these questions. What can I be certain of for myself?
Actually, we can have you do that right now. Mm. It really can be as simple as asking. Okay. When you ask, you've already have spirit guides that are watching. Mm. They're watching. They're like on the sidelines as observers in your life. When you ask, you're actually taking conscious action in your life. You are being a guardian of your soul. So The guides say, oh, okay, what they're asking me now for help specifically. So great, now I get to step in and help. If you don't ask consciously, yes, miracles occur. We know this. However, when you ask consciously, it actually amps up the receiving. So in this moment, I invite you now to just simply, again, go to your heart. What is it that you need specifically right now? Ask for it. Often I will start with creator of all that is. I now ask for, and then you just fill in the blank, whatever that is. I say creator as a way to start, okay? I can then follow that up with, I now ask my spirit team who loves me and guides me on a daily basis to assist me with whatever I need in this moment, right? That gives you this huge toolbox for getting the massive support that's always available to you in every second.
I want to put a note here for that there's no one right way to do this. It's not about the words. It's about the energy and the feeling and the connection. So many people are caught up in this world of they must do it correctly or the right way. And hopefully some of that is disappearing for some people when they allow themselves to make some mistakes and work through it a bit. So, and this is how you can find when you're faced with an uncertain situation, ask specifically for guidance in that situation. How can I be certain as I move forward into this storm?
Mm-hmm. And if you're not sure about what that certainty is inside of yourself, I'm a big proponent of writing it down. Mm. Ask the question and write it down. What are the things that I know about? What are the things that I'm certain about? What can I count on? Who can I count on? Who are my earth beings around me, my humans, my animals, my trees, my stars, whatever it is that you're certain about that's support for you? What am I certain about? And then from that place, you can go, okay, what am I uncertain about? And you take inventory, right? It gives you a nice, solid foundation for what's really happening in your world of belief. Because when you know what you are really believing about support, then you have a place to go from there.
And support can look and take many different forms. It could be support from a friend. It can be support from a spirit guide. It can be support from the Bible or the Quran or some other religious text or a self-help book or a Wayne Dyer PBS special, for instance. So you find inspiration. You know what inspires you. There's that feeling you get like, oh, I had that realization. It's happened to me 1,000 times. And so I know when I have that feeling or recognition, I'm onto something. I should pay attention to that and to your intuition as well.
Mm-hmm. So the listeners would love to hear some specifics. Can you think about, especially from the summer to now, what are some of the specific things that you were like, oh God, okay, here we go. And you were uncertain, and then you tapped into that well of support, and you got the answers that you needed.
Well, I can tell you with everything that we've been through, I've said to several people, I don't think I've learned so much about such a great many things since I became a parent myself. And so I'm aware, at least I was aware of the multitude of sources for information. So the internet, of course, other people, I called many people and asked, so what do I do in this situation? And I also did connect to my spirit guides and listen to my intuition a lot about how to help our family, how to not lose sight of old things going on for us when I'm so heavily needed to help another person make a big life transition. And you may be going through something very similar. I mean, there's so many life transitions in flux right now. So What I'm trying to say in this episode is keep hold of your own keel as if it were on your own sailboat. You're sailing through the waters you're navigating. You may be surrounded by other people that you need to help, but don't lose sight of what you need to do and take care of yourself. And, you know, it comes and goes. I can't claim to be the best self-care expert in the world, but I'm aware of the importance of it. So
yes, it's self-care is vital to make sure that you really are taking care of here first, right? Because the other stuff around you, like if you're a parent, your kids are going to benefit the most when they see you taking care of you, when they see you connecting to a higher power, when they see you mirroring the kind of things that you care about to them, then they can go, oh, is that something that I believe? Is that something that works for me? Then they can make that choice as well. Another thing that we've been talking about and handling from the summer is that I started actually last year with connecting to my folks. They've been in this assisted living place for a while now. And my father has Alzheimer's, as I mentioned. And I got to see them this summer. Mm. And it was quite a big change for me to see something I didn't really know what to expect, but really, really got an opportunity to, in my soul, get to the acceptance level of this is the way it is. This is life as we know it right now. And we only have this moment. We only have this moment. We only have this day. We only have what is right now.
We're going to take a break here a little early. When we come back, we'll be talking about a couple of things that really matter: expectations and disconnections. So we'll be right back.
What kind of excuse do you have in life? What's keeping you from chasing your dreams? Being legally blind has never stopped Emily Perry from pursuing her dream. As a professional speaker, trainer, and life strategy coach, Emily spends her career working to educate, support, and provide guidance. Tune in to the Human Is My Label podcast on TransformationTalkRadio.com and open your hearts to creating, supporting, prioritizing inclusivity, and encouraging the best of humanity and equity.
God, Where Are You? It's Me is a book that will inspire you, uplift you, and motivate you into pushing through the darkness to find the light. How to connect back to the God of your understanding when you feel all is lost. It will inspire you to keep expanding into the next level of life's journey and remind you that you are not forgotten. If life's struggles make you feel disconnected or left behind, and you just do not know where to turn anymore, this book is for you. Explore how simple life tools can last a lifetime when navigating through new territories. With each page, prepare to have your energy shifted and prepare to unlock the secrets within. If you're interested in reading this amazing book, God, Where Are You? It's Me. Visit us at TracyLClark.com and tune in to the Tracy L. Clark Show as featured on Transformation Talk Radio.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm Pam Bright. This is David Buck. We are talking about life changes and uncertainty and expectations, I believe. We kind of navigate these waters intuitively. And so a lot of times we'll just be like, what are we going to talk about? Oh, you know, I think this is really important. And when it comes in, we realize that as spirit partners for life, we really work off of each other in communication, in life, in love, in parenting, in navigating these uncertain waters. We both have chosen to live our life purposes. So that means being of service to you in this way, on the Empower Me Show, as well as life coaching and healing work and anything that our hearts tell us is important to do. And I talked about having a life preserver or an anchor for yourself, especially when life is uncertain. And I brought a couple of these to the forefront here. One of them that I have is that this is what I call my pillar of light. It's a selenite wand. I'll bring it up here so that you can see it. And it represents the pillar of light, or the vacuum, that holds the spine in place. Okay, I say vacuum because it literally pulls in the light in the spine. So when you think about a light bulb, right? A light bulb is fueled or powered by a light source that plugs into the wall. A candle, its source is from a flame. Okay. When you think about a fire, you've got lots of different elements there that are included in the fire, but it produces heat as well as light. Okay. Both of those heat and light energies exist within the pillar of light. And I use this as my anchor because I connect to the earth, which is fueled with heat and light. And I bring that energy up through my body to connect to my spine. And then I fill my entire body with light. So this is spiritual light that we're talking about. This is light from the core of the earth. This is also the crystals that exist in the earth, as well as the planets, the star systems, the sun and the moon, and all of the light that exists in the world. And we pull that light from the Creator God into the pillar of light through the top of our head and down through our bodies, right? And I do this in every show. I also have things like sprays. Sprays are another way for me to anchor and release what I no longer need. This one happens to be rose, and so I'll just spritz a little bit to just shift the energy within me and around me, to give another perspective for who I'm being in the world. If I need a little upliftment, this is a great way to do that. We use music, we use sound, we use drums, rattles,
And I've got another crystal here. It's a two-pronged, just a regular, what do you call this kind of crystal?
It's a quartz crystal.
Quartz crystal. And in our spiritual journeys throughout our lives, we have accumulated drums and stones and rocks and feathers and rattles and crystals. And we have them displayed in little, figurines of unicorns and mermaids and dolphins and dragons.
Get me the pink card.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
And sayings and quotes and many different things that will assist. That assist us. And if you find things like this for yourself, you can wear them, you can show them and display them where you can see them easily. It really helps. And here's a really helpful one that's from almost your entire life, really.
Yep. So this used to be a sermon way back when, in the 1800s, early 1900s, by Reinhold Niebuhr is his name. But he's the one that that wrote it. But who really made it famous is a lot of the 12-step meetings now use this particular prayer as a way to anchor themselves and to give gratitude for what they're doing in life. It's called the Serenity Prayer. God, or you can say Creator or Universe, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That's a wonderful anchor for you, especially when things are so uncertain. When we bring gratitude in, it makes a huge difference for life. Now, it may not be that anything changes immediately, but when you bring gratitude in, it softens your heart a little bit and it gives you different eyes, a different lens to see through, so that more opportunities and more enjoyment and more ability to act actually shows up.
Before the break, we talked a little bit about expectations and disconnections. These are two concepts that really will help you navigate and get out of situations that may be uncertain. So expectations, your own and other people's, be on the lookout for those, because we're surrounded by them every day, whether we're aware of them or not. We all have expectations for each other and ourselves, and certainly the world, and the your bills and your boss and your kids and your parents, and everyone seems to have expectations, and they all seem to be higher rather than lower. So it's not necessarily about lowering expectations. It's more about recognizing if that is something that you need to respond to, because you may not. So, and another thing I would say, we may end up doing a whole show about expectations, because it's such a an area that's ripe for some conversation. It may be that everyone's views on expectations are skewed in one way or another.
So be
on the lookout for that. The other thing is disconnections. Ironically, in this oversaturated, overconnected world, where many people for decades have said we're so more disconnected from ourselves, from each other, from the world than we ever have been before there was internet. And the way we absorb information is, we may not have been made to process so much information so quickly. So it really it perpetuates a state of disconnection with the world, ironically. So when you're overwhelmed, try to disconnect from whatever that you don't need at that moment. Like when you go to bed, all you really need is the bed.
Mm. Well, and it's interesting that you're talking about being disconnected, because it's a two-way street, right? Relationships are two-way streets. Communication is two-way. There's also the internet, which is, in a way, it's disconnection, but it's also connection, right? Mm-hmm. Because I can connect to anyone, anywhere, at any time, right? So there's connection. However, how many times are you on your computer going to look for something and or trying to get into a certain site and you can't get in or it just cuts out, or, you know, you're on your cell phone and all of a sudden it cuts out on you and you don't have a signal, right? So these are energetics that exist in the world that it's like there's so much happening all the time. We're running into each other, right? And so really shutting off the noise, we've done a show on that, shutting off the noise is important, and disconnecting from all of the automatic input constantly. It gives us another opportunity to go within and get reconnected to who we are.
Yeah, I just thought of another episode that we might do sometime. As I mentioned before, we have a teenager, and she's a middle teenager, headed towards the time of driving, not there yet. But before we get there, we've been using it as a metaphor. So if driving is a metaphor, there's so much information that you need to process as you're going down the road, things to look out for. But maybe there's more to ignore than there is to pay attention. It's like finding the right things to pay attention to, the stop signs and the stop lights and what the other cars are doing, rather than, when you're alone on the road and you're driving in great conditions, it's a great time for sightseeing. It doesn't happen very much. So normally you have to filter out so much of what is coming to you so quickly when you're driving. Consider that as an option for navigating through what you are overwhelmed by.
That's a good thing to know. Something that just occurred to me, often I have intuition that just gives me information in the moment. And one of the things that came in that could be really helpful for the listeners is, what do you do when communication is a challenge and when arguments ensue? How do you get to a place of certainty and renegotiation with your partner, with your spouse, with your parents, with the boss, with your coworker? How do we do that? What are some tools that we can give our listeners for that?
Well, clearly, we could probably do a whole ongoing monthly series about communication. We might do that at some point in the future.
I think that's a great idea.
What occurs to me the most and first is something about motivation. And that's not the right word for it. It's what's important to you. Like in a relationship, everybody likes to be right, but that's not important. It's not worth it so much of the time to push your point and be right about things. And that's controversial, but in favor, in service of the relationship, in parenting conversations, when we talk about, we can't be in two different complete worlds when it comes to parenting. And sometimes we find ourselves there and we have to compromise. I would encourage everyone to develop a sense where, look, I am not willing to compromise beyond this point. I'll compromise there because we need those rocks and those anchors of what we are certain of, that we're not willing to cross those lines and speak up and state what we need. So it's a mix. There is no one right answer, but it's about meeting in the middle, I think. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that will help families that we actually did a while ago when our child went to, I don't know, they went to camp or they went to some event, and the families got together and we actually talked about creating agreements with each other about what is all right. This, you know, a family system, right? So you might consider having a family agreement meeting maybe once a month, maybe once a week, maybe, you know, once a day if you need to, but something where you can get together, you can talk about, okay, what's going on? What's your beef? What's the challenge? What do we need to talk about more with? You know, all of that stuff, really being open with being real with each other. Mm-hmm. That makes a huge difference, especially in a family where all three members like ours like to be right. And that's when things get really heated. But when we actually can stop and breathe and listen and be willing to choose differently and then take action, life is really miraculous and things turn around.
Yeah, it certainly can be. We are going to take another break here. And when we come back, we'll talk about a little bit more of what you can do to find certainty in a sea of uncertainty in this world today. We'll be right back.
Being a mom is one of the most rewarding and challenging parts of life. And you are tired, I'm sure. But look, when you make time for personal development, you will show up better for your children. Alicia Lyons is the mom support coach, helping moms like you become the people they want their kids to look up to. Schedule your free consultation at alishalyons.com today. A-L-Y-S-I-A-L-Y-O-N-S.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back to Spirit Partners for Life. I'm here with David Buck, my husband and my co-host for this episode. We're talking about life changes and how do you deal with the unexpected? What is it that's been unexpected and tumultuous in your life lately? How do you get back to center when you're off center?
One of the things we like to do here is give you some tools that you can use. And the simpler the tool, the easier it is to remember. And so over the break, we just came up with a 5-step process, similar to a lot of the other things that we say, because there's a lot of power in each of these steps. So we're just going to reveal it to you real quick now, and we'll talk about each of the steps for a little bit with the time that we've got left. So the 5 steps are stop, breathe, listen, choose, and act. So you want to talk about what it means to stop?
Well, yes. So when we stop, okay, it's really like stop, put the brakes on, okay? When you're at an intersection, that's what you do before you keep going on, is you stop, right? You stop and you look around to see what's in your environment, and then you can move forward with ease and with grace and with power.
And the second step is breathe. So don't forget to breathe. Hopefully you're breathing all throughout this, but when you stop and you're overwhelmed by something, take a moment and just take 1 to 3 deep breaths. And that begins to break up what has gotten a hold on you. So, and then the next thing is possibly the most important of all of them, and it's in the middle, it's listen. Now, what or who do you listen to when you listen?
Oh, well, I listen, first of all, I listen to my own chatter, okay? Because my chatter can be constant, and my chatter comes from my ego. And my ego is the part of me that wants to be right at all times. And so it will hold on to my rightness until I'm suffering to the point of no return, right? So the other thing that I do when I'm doing that is that I have a really strong spirit and I have a really strong connection to source. So that's what disconnects me from the chatter, okay? Insert spirit into the chatter and clarity can happen.
The next step is to choose. And I'll just stand up here so you can see my shirt. It says Choose Life on it. It's from Wham, inspired by Wham, who did Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go from the 1980s. And so the thing about choice, and we have a regular show, Choosing Your Empowered Life, that really encourages you to choose carefully what is going to serve you the best. So when you listen for that guidance, it may be, and quite often will be, different from the direction you were headed. These are little course corrections. Sometimes you need minor course corrections, just like when you're driving. Sometimes you need major ones, like you've missed your exit. And then you've got to, you choose carefully. What do you do? Don't panic, but choose what you're hearing.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. So the other thing about choice is that, especially in America, and I don't know about the other countries, but I know in America we have this automatic thing that happens where we have to be independent, right? And independence has been coined as a phrase to mean that I have to do it by myself all the time without your input. That's not what independence really is. Independence is important. Sovereignty is what we're talking about now a lot in the spiritual community. That's really knowing who you are as a soul who chose to be here now. Independence can happen at the same time, but it doesn't exclude other people. It doesn't exclude receiving help. It's really important to receive the help that's always available to you at all times.
And so after making that choice in the moment, when you've heard the guidance for what it is for you to do next, then what's left to do is take action on that, which may be in a different way. So talk about what do you need to release or surrender to if you're finding yourself with an intuition that you've got to go in a different direction than you were headed.
Yes, there's a lot of people that are actually probably in this place right now, especially with everything that's happened in the last, you know, year and a half, 2 years. So when you're at a choice point and it doesn't sometimes feel like it's even a choice, right? Your job ends, you get fired, you get laid off, your father dies, your grandfather disowns you. Not that that happens much anymore, but your daughter leaves home, your son gets married, right? Those are all places where life just all of a sudden shifts. And you're left with, okay, life is different now. What do I do from here? You can stay in the victim place of, oh God, life is terrible. Life is fearful. I don't know what to do. I'm going to be just kind of helpless. Or you can look at, wow, life just opened up to me totally in this new way that I didn't expect. And what am I going to do with it now? So now I get to make new choices, right? It's all a game. This is called Earth School for a reason.
There's something else that I'd like to invite you to consider, which is since this pandemic began, and really in so many other circumstances before and after this situation resolves itself, there will be a tendency for people to want to get back to normal. But I would encourage you to consider something different, that creating a new normal that may not look anything like it was before, because life changes and it needs to. We need to keep evolving through these changes and, you know, keep evolving as individuals, keep evolving as spiritual beings, keep evolving as a society and as a species.
Well, really, when I think of normal, I have to laugh, because I can promise you my life has never been normal. And I realized a long time ago my affinity for change and for transformation when I discovered how important the butterfly was to me. And really, the butterfly has three distinct lives, right? First, they start out as a caterpillar. Then they have this metamorphosis time of going within and into the cocooning stage. And then they emerge as a third being, as the butterfly. Well, there's no standing still with that. It happens automatically. And I would surmise from, if you're listening to this broadcast, that probably you have a little bit of that too. You most likely have been changing for a very, very long time. And it may not have been a place of choice for you. What if right now you could choose? Like in this moment, it really takes a decision. Just like connecting to your spirit guides, connecting to the creator of all that is, making a commitment to your husband, I choose every day to stay married. Every single day. This is my choice to stay married to this man. I don't ever have to change that if I don't want to. I choose every day to be a mother to my child. I choose every day to give you, the listener, as much as my heart and soul can give you. That's my choice. What are you going to choose today?
So we're almost out of time here. We'll be back next week with more Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. And just hopefully we've been able to give you some food for thought today to consider. Really just releasing, especially what other people might expect from you or what you might have an unreasonable expectation of for yourself, and be willing to make these shifts to navigate through uncertain times.
Absolutely.
So thank you for joining us today. And thank you for the production team at Transformation Talk Radio for making this possible.
So you can reach us at the Empower Me Show at gmail.com. You can go to brightbutterflyenterprises.com and hear all about what I'm offering the world with my services. And you also can book online too with that. Next week, we are going to go into the light language show again, which is very exciting because that's my baby. I love that. I love every one of these episodes, but I get to do my healing work with you. I'm so excited. And think about who or what might want healing for next week. And it is actually a call-in show. So you can call in, you can write me and say, hey, I need this to be worked on. And then we'll work on that energetically so that you can have a breakthrough.
And if you want to request a specific healing or language of light transmission, you can send an email to theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Also, send us an email if you are interested in being on the show as a special guest, and we cover a variety of topics. So thank you for joining us today, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to The Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.